This is NBA Sound System. I'm Lawrence Scott, and as the preseason begins to wind down before the start of the regular season, we talk with reigning WNBA MVP Breonna Stewart of the Seattle Storm, fresh off a WNBA championship title and FIBA World Cup gold as we were on the scene for the final event at Key Arena. Plus, with Seattle in the spotlight, we take an NBA Sound System flashback to season one of the show where Pearl Jam's Jeff Ament explains how the band first toured as Mookie Blaylock. We also hear from Hornets rookie Miles Bridges. Plus, NBA.com's Carlin Gay sits down with Chris Boucher at Raptors training camp. And we start with Stewie in Seattle. A wonderful opportunity to be here on the floor at Key Arena and joining the brightest star in the Seattle basketball scene and a champion. And you did it at UConn and now the WNBA. You bring home the title to Seattle with Breonna Stewart. And thank you so much for spending some time with us. What a whirlwind of a summer.
It's been pretty insane, you know, going right from the championship here to the World Cup in Spain and now back to have the final send-off game for Key Arena.
When you think of this city and basketball and the love for basketball in this city and how the Storm is part of that, what's the essence of it?
Just the fact that Seattle's such a sports city. You know, obviously they all love and appreciate basketball, and even after the Sonics left, you know, the fact that people you know, really stood by the Storm and were there for us throughout our whole championship run, and now, you know, it's continuing to get as many sports back as possible, and next is hopefully the Sonics.
Fun to see the Warriors here in this building and taking part in this, and you just got an opportunity to spend some time with Kevin Durant and Marty Smith for a segment for ESPN. KD and his rookie year here and his love for the game here and the way you've gotten to know him, there's some similarities between the two of you. Yeah. What is the fun when the two of you get together?
You know, just really appreciating each other's presence. I think on the court, off the court, you know, we have similar personalities and games and just enjoying it. You know, a lot of times we're really busy, but you know, to be able to be around someone like that, someone like KD, you just gotta appreciate it and really take advantage of it. And I'm looking forward to the game tonight.
Last thing here, I know you say very busy, and you are, because when your WNBA season ends, you've played in the past in Shanghai and this year Russia.
Russia, yep. So I think a little over a week, I'll go off to Russia and, you know, start a new season there and hopefully try and win something else.
So folks do know the story of how 10, the album, was Mookie's number, but the understanding of how the band was originally Mookie Blaylock and why it was named that, what was the synthesis of making Mookie Blaylock the band name?
Well, I mean, it was a little bit of kind of just weird luck. We were making a record at London Bridge Studios, and right across the street was a place that we went and got lunch every day, and we were getting per diems at the time, so we were getting $10 to go get lunch, which was like a ton of money for us at the time. Like, I'd never had $10 to spend on lunch in my life. And so we'd go across the street, we'd get our sandwich and our drink and maybe a snack for later in the afternoon, and then usually we had a little money left over, and so all of us started buying NBA, like Tops or whatever, NBA cards. But so anyway, fast forward a month later, we're in our manager's studio, or in our manager's office, and he goes, "Hey, Allison Chains just offered you guys this tour next week, but we have to have a name like in an hour to give to all the clubs and whatever." And so in his cassette, we would take just a random card and we'd put it in the cassettes that we were giving to him or giving to our A&R guy back in East Coast, or we were working with Cameron a little bit at that time on the singles movie. And so you'd always slip in a basketball card as sort of part of the J card of the cassette, fit perfectly. And Kelly's cassette on his desk had Mookie Blaylock's card on it, and I loved Mookie in college, and I think at that time he was maybe like second year guy in the NBA, and I said, "What about Mookie Blaylock?" And everybody just kind of shrugged. And so we did this whole tour as Mookie Blaylock, and as it kind of went along, we're like, wow, this is kind of a good name, you know? Like, it's, nobody's ever, you know, not only is it a good name because it's Mookie, but it's also a good name just because it's sort of like, it looks cool, and I'm sort of infatuated with how letters look. And but then, you know, probably a good month or two into it, we, you know, I remember Mike kept asking, like, hey, is this really our name?
And it sounds better than Mookie's real name, which is Darren O'Shea.
Yeah, Darren O'Shea.
Yeah, yeah, which really probably doesn't roll off the tongue quite as well.
D-O-B, yeah.
Here comes Dwayne Bacon. He's got the board across the timeline. 2.5 to go in the fourth. Bacon probing, pulls back. Jumper no good. Miles Bridges did it again!
Oh, my goodness.
He did it again! The putback dunk. Miles Bridges is feeling it tonight.
What's up, y'all? It's Miles Bridges. Day one camp was good. I mean, it was more mental than I expected. So I had to come in and listen right away, get the plays down pack, and learn the little things. Yeah, the offseason, we were playing hard. Everybody was in the gym. So it's really paid off. And we're here now. Everybody's in shape and game form. So for us to be in the gym that long, it was good for us. Definitely. I mean, it's levels. I mean, summer to training camp is definitely a difference because training camp could define what do you do this season, how do you play. So I just came in with a different mindset. Yeah, they treat me pretty good. I got good vets all around me. They treat me good. Yeah, I mean, we're anxious. I mean, we've been going at each other for this whole summer, so we're trying to take our anger out on other people on the court and try to get some wins.
Malik Monk gets the steal, runs in transition, lob pass to Miles Bridges. A little high step from Miles afterwards. 26-20 with 30 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. The Buzz Boys getting it done there.
All right, NBA Canada here at Raptors training camp alongside Chris Boucher. I'm Carlin Gay. Chris, it's been a couple days now with your new squad, basically getting some work in with the bigger team. Do you see an opportunity for you to make an impact and potentially get up to that big roster now playing with the other guys?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you come to training camp, obviously you feel like you had an opportunity to, like, make the team or, like, to do a difference. So, you know, I came here. I've been with the team since summer league, so I came here and just trying to get better and trying to get to know the guys and just to see what I could do to help the team. Obviously, you know, training camp, that's the opportunity for you to, you know, make your name for yourself and, like, show what you're capable of doing. So I came here with an open mind and just trying to show what I could do.
That summer league experience came a little bit as a surprise for you. You joined the team late and kind of used that opportunity to show that you can still belong in this league. In your mind, do you think that you can play at this level?
Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking that for a long time. And when I got hurt, you know, it actually slowed me down. So I was, you know, obviously for a minute, I was like, I just need to come back. But, you know, I always felt like I had a place in the NBA, and I just needed the opportunity to, and then, you know, just put the hard work with it. And I feel like if I keep doing those two things together, you know, my chances to make it and to stay in the league for a while are pretty huge for me.
We had an opportunity to follow your journey through a documentary that went on our website, NBA.com, and even Canada as well. Through that journey, we saw all the trials and tribulations you've obviously went through. But also the plus side, you had an opportunity to go to an organization in Golden State that, you know, won some championships while you were there. What did you take away from those experiences being there?
Just how great, you know, these guys are and how hard they're working. You know, guys like KD, 2-time MVP, and Steph, 2-time MVP. You know, these guys are like, they're always working hard and they're always at the gym trying to get better at their craft. So, you know, just seeing that with my own eyes made me, you know, want to be like that. And you know, guys like Draymond, like, you know, defensively, like, there's a lot of stuff that I felt like I could learn from that and put it into my game. So it was definitely like a really good experience for me. And you know, it's just being around guys that, you know, been successful in the league or been long in the league for a long time, like David West, Zaza, you know, these guys are just giving tricks that, you know, you might not see when you first get here, but then in long term you actually see what it could do for your career.
You mentioned a couple of vets there in Zaza and David West who obviously helped you along your journey. Was there anybody that you've kind of leaned to helping you on your journey with the Raptors so far?
I mean, there's a lot of guys here that, you know, I'm just making sure that I stay close and just trying to learn the most, like, you know, Fred, Norm, Lorenzo, you know, Malachi, Ibaka, you know, CJ, just new guys that are, I'm looking at them here.
You almost named the whole team.
Yeah, yeah. I try to like learn from everybody. You know, everybody been in the league for a while, so you can always learn from them. And they've been on this team. They went to, you know, to Eastern Conference. So for me, it's, you know, they already had the experience, so I can only learn from them.
In terms of a couple of guys you named, Pascal and Fred, they started off with the Raptors 905 and had the opportunity to kind of hone their craft there. And now, in Fred's case, turned that into a contract. Pascal is in a contract year. Do you see a similar journey for yourself to end up from the G League to play with the big squad in your home country?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially like these guys, you know, their story is similar as mine. They're like either they were undrafted or nobody knew about them. And they have to put the work just to make people see them. So I feel like it's the same thing with me, because a lot of people just didn't know who I was, and I had to put the work to, you know, to get there. And guys like Fred and, you know, Pascal, you know, they've been doubted the whole time, and now, you know, you see what they could do. So, you know, just seeing what they did, and especially being here, you know, it's just giving me a lot of confidence that I could do the same.
You're playing a game here in Vancouver on Saturday. But more importantly, you're going back home to play in Montreal in a couple of weeks. When's the last time you played in Montreal, and how excited are you to get back on the court in front of some people that saw you kind of develop as a youth?
Well, I'm really excited. I mean, especially the last time I played in Montreal, I wasn't even playing seriously. So it's been a while for people that saw me in a park to where I am now. It's going to be totally different. But I'm really excited. I feel like, you know, the city of Montreal really deserve, you know, a basketball team. And I feel like just, you know, having a basketball game, you know, will show how much love we have for basketball. Because, you know, we don't talk a lot about Montreal when it comes to basketball, but we have a lot of love for it. And, you know, we got some young guys coming in. And, you know, just like every other cities, you know, there's talent everywhere. So I feel like for us, it's just, you know, an opportunity. For me, it's an opportunity to play in front of my family and friends. But it's also an opportunity for the city to show how much we love basketball.
Speaking on that, because everybody talks, when they talk Canadian basketball, they mention Toronto, and that's it. Montreal has yourself, Olivia Hanlon, Joel Anthony, a bunch of players. Chris Joseph has come out of Montreal. A bunch of players have come out of Montreal, and more to come down in the future. Do you believe that you guys are a little bit underrated in that aspect?
Yeah, honestly, I feel like, you know, like every single team, you have this one guy that you just like, you're not sure, but I feel like Montreal is like a city where we're just not sure about how people are developed and who is over there. But like now that we have more names, it's easier for us to just, you know, put ourselves and be like, you know, we're here too. Because if you don't have players to represent, you can't really, you know, defend yourself on like, we got basketball here and we got guys that are talented. So now that we have a couple guys and then keep coming, I feel like, you know, one day, you know, people will realize that, you know, it's not only Toronto that, you know, has basketball. A lot of cities in Canada does, like Vancouver. I'm pretty sure they, you know, the basketball is huge, because when I went for Team Canada, you know, the crowd was there and they were cheering for us. So I feel like we just need to make it more out there.
Is that a goal for you? You mentioned Team Canada. You're probably going to have an opportunity to play in the FIBA windows. Is that a goal for you to play for the national team during the season if you can?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if, you know, honestly, I feel like, you know, as much as I could play basketball and learn from it, I want to do it. But at the same time, I got to focus on the things that will help me and where I want to be. So like, that's why I didn't play for Team Canada earlier, because I want to focus on, you know, my training camp and make sure that, you know, I'm 100% in it.
And last but not least, everybody wants to know about Kawhi Leonard. Not many people can get to see him, and they'll finally see him on Saturday. You've had the opportunity to either play with him or play against him in practice. How has he looked so far coming off the injury?
He's looking great. You know, the problem with us is that he has so many ways to score, and he has so many ways to change his speed. It's at a point that you can't really tell if he's going to lay up or shoot it. But, like, he's looking great, man. He's looking like an MVP, you know, like, the guy is a two-way player, plays defense, plays offense. You know, he has a good IQ, you know, and he helps us too. Like, a lot of people say he's quiet, but, like, if he sees something that he can help you, he'll say it. And, you know, that's what we need, especially, you know, him coming from the Spurs and a championship team. There's so much that we could learn from him and Danny. You know, for us, like me, we're just like sponge. We just want to hear everything he has to say and, you know, learn the best from the best. You know, Kawhi, I'm a defensive player first in offense. So learning from a guy like that, that's been, you know, defensive player of the year, can't get better. You know, I went from Draymond to Kawhi. So.
Yeah.
Sure. It's a good thing.
That's all for this time. 1, 2, 3, Cancun. Thanks for being part of NBA Sound System. It's over, man!